Kiss me and caress me. My darling husband, please.
For Nick, the best and worst of 1992, Bram Stoker's Dracula by Francis Ford Coppola. Let's begin. Darren, this is probably the best adaptation or remake retelling of a Universal monster ever.
You think?
Ever. Oh.
You really think?
I think so. Okay. I really think so. I mean, you got Frankenstein with Robert De Niro, right? You got that. But that, I don't think it still holds a candle.
Really?
Yeah. Is there anything up there that you compare this to? I think this is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, it's as somebody described it, as almost like operatic throughout the film. I remember going to the cinema to see it. Unfortunately, I went after the pub, so I'd had a few drinks. and I haven't seen it since. And I do remember a lot of it. I really do. I remember, you know, today. And I might have seen, like, the back end on TV at some point, sometime. It's you know, obviously really opulent and fantastic looking and great performances in there. However, it's not my favorite Dracula.
Okay. My You're favorite go with a hammer one, aren't you?
No, well, yeah, Horror of Dracula or Dracula, the hammer one is one of my favorites. I actually really like the John Badham one.
Okay.
The 1979 with Donald Pleasance, Laurence Olivier.
You like the daughter scene, don't you?
The one in the under the grave, the Lucy scene.
Yeah, because it's creepy.
Oh yeah, it's creepy. I thought there was something I was missing there, where somebody had their boobs out or something that you would say.
No, that's this one. Yeah, it's the scene with the daughter, right? She's coming out of the grave and papa papa.
Yeah. That it scared the living shit out of me when I was a kid. And they recreate it in this film as well, which I think is probably one of my favorite moments, but it doesn't have the effect on me like it did with the original one.
Papa, come with me. We mutten zusammen rüsten, Papa.
Well, just like this movie, Dracula and you had a few pints.
Yeah, unfortunately. Or fortunately, whichever way you look at it.
Well, you both needed him to survive.
I did.
Francis Ford Coppola, did you ever see the behind the scenes or the special features of the disc?
No, I didn't. Why? Is there something I'm missing?
There is. Francis Ford Coppola has a weird way of training its actors by doing like mimicking or miming, where you pretend you have a ball and you throw it at each other while making weird noises, like woo, you know, or something like that. Like, oh, reep, you know, it's weird seeing Richard Grant throw something in a funny voice. I was like, this is Monty Python?
You know, I'd forgotten Richard E. Grant was in this. I really had, and it was good to see him in it. One minute he's dressed to the nines, and then the next minute he's... Yeah, he's in the prison cell with Renfield.
Up.
Yeah. and that fall he does when he walks in the room. Anyway, let's crack on with this.
Okay, your best character in Dracula, 1992 for Nick.
Okay. Kinderman. No. Wrong film. I'm no
Sorry,
my
we
notes.
Just did that one, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Okay.
That's Exorcist 3. One second. Let me get the right notes out. Yeah.
George C. Scott is in this one too. The vampire.
For me, it's a toss up between Dracula and Van Helsing. I can't decide. Gary Oldman, because it's such a challenging role for him, I think, because he was a lot younger at the time. But he completely embodies this, and in sort of every iteration of Dracula within the film, you know what I mean? Whether it's the old Dracula, young Dracula, wolf, bat, whatever it is, whatever form he takes, he completely immerses himself in it. And, you know, we've talked about before about certain actors who can only be themselves in films. Sam Jackson, for one. Every time you see Sam Jackson in a film, he's Sam Jackson. Every time you see Bruce Willis in a film, he's Bruce Willis. Every time you see even Tom Cruise to some extent as well, he's always just Tom Cruise. Whereas these are kind of particular actors that don't rely on their looks or anything like that, that with Anthony Hopkins and Gary Oldman, and can completely immerse themselves into roles. And Anthony Hopkins does that as well in this, whether it's Hannibal Lecter he's playing, whether it's C.S. Lewis in Shadowlands, whether it's I picked another example as well,
Churchill,
Nixon, Churchill. Did he play Churchill?
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Gary Oldman. No, yeah,
Nixon. That's a good example. Or Nixon or Hitchcock, Anthony. He just envelops himself in the role, and he does it in this as well. But he has fun with it, and that's really cool to see in such a serious director's movie.
I have to go with Dracula. I was going to do the same thing with you and do a toss-up, but I had to go with the makeuping, the costume work, that funky hairdo he had to wear that was probably 5 fucking pounds on his head, and his accent. Gary Oldman can do accents like nobody's business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and he does. Did he do a? Do you? Because I only heard the man speak. You actually were probably around during that time. Was he actually? Was his voice spot on for Churchill? Like spot on?
Oh yeah. I mean, like Gary Oldman's one of the greatest actors we have, not just in the UK, but across the world. He's just incredible in everything that he does.
His American accent is great.
Yeah, you see the way he played that cop in Leon.
Oh, you know, when he's everyone.
Where he's popping those pills and he looks up to the camera and everything, and he's just incredible. He's just so on point with his acting and just takes every single role so seriously.
Yeah, but I had to pick Dracula. I had to pick Dracula because just because of Gary.
Yeah.
Just because. And a lot of people said he should have been nominated.
Yeah.
He should have been nominated.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of things he should have been nominated for, but.
Yeah. He's going to go down as one of the greatest actors of all time, I think.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you had a chance to train with him, any actor, because Hugh Jackman just gushes over him.
Mm.
And if anyone ever had a chance, you know, he's someone you want to learn from. Great Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, fantastic in that. But also a guy that kind of doesn't forget his roots. You know, he doesn't lose his accent. He just kind of continues as his own humble self as he has done all his career.
Yeah, he doesn't dress to the nines, really. He puts on a sports coat or something and an open button shirt and jeans, and he's just like, I'm just going to go to the pub.
Yeah.
That's good for him. Okay. And I, you know what? I'd never seen a bad movie that Gary Oldman's been in.
Mm.
No, because he just brings it out.
Yeah.
Okay, worst character.
There is a bad movie, the one where he plays that little person. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
okay. Worst character.
Worst character. I have kind of too much. We talked about Keanu Reeves on a live stream the other day, and I got so much respect for that guy as a person and as an actor, and the way that he holds himself in Hollywood and doesn't conform to that kind of stereotype. Just
being around 18-year-old models and all that stuff.
Such an amazing role model for young actors, I think. So although his performance in this is pretty awful, I'm not going to choose him. I think he's already come out as Keanu Reeves and said that he was exhausted when he made this film. And so he was only firing at 50%, and he's disappointed with the way his performance ended up. So I'm not going to kick the guy when he's down. I am going to kick Cary Elwes, though, then, because I just don't get that guy whatsoever. He's just fucking awful in everything he's in. Even Saw he's awful in, you know?
Even The Princess Bride he's awful
in? Yeah, he's terrible in everything. Absolutely terrible in everything.
What did he do? Steal your lunch money at school?
He stole my washing.
Right off the line, huh?
Right off the line outside. Yeah, no, I just don't get the whole Cary Elwes thing at all. And in this, I just, you know, I think all three of the guys, Billy Campbell, Rocketeer, he doesn't have anything to say or do in this film at all, does he?
But he comes off as a nice, posh American from Texas.
He does, but yeah, come on. I mean, the three of them are all pretty useless in this.
He's pitiful, this whole movie.
You hear rumors about, you know, the fact that Francis Ford Coppola made them all hang out and go out and do activities together and
that's part of the special features, yeah.
Get to know each other as a trio, and it just doesn't come through on screen at all.
Here's a line of cocaine, share.
All three of them are just bloody terrible in this film.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to go with the actual person that actually has the most ridiculous British accent, and that is Keanu Reeves as Harker. I have to. I'm sorry. I'm absolutely sorry. It's nothing against Keanu Reeves. It's nothing against, because he wasn't John Wick at this time, was he?
No, no, he wasn't.
And he kind of took like a slump in acting.
Yeah.
He wasn't even Speed Keanu Reeves at this point. Oh, just like, we ought to be married. You know, it's the only thing that comes close to that, because he is Canadian. He's almost British.
Yeah.
Almost British. And I could have gone with Mina. I could have gone with Winona Ryder as being the only American who tries to do an English accent, which is terrible. But I gave her points for running outside down the steps in a nightgown. That's what gives just a little bit above Harker.
But I thought you liked that bit.
I do. I like it a lot. But him screaming an American accent or a Canadian accent was terrible too. And no emotion.
Hmm.
But maybe he did a good British accent at that point, maybe.
You know, no emotion whatsoever. It's not as bad as I remember. I think one of my worst lines, we'll talk about in a bit, but his accent wasn't as bad as I remember it being. But then again, I was drunk when I first saw this film. So
yeah. Okay, best line.
Best line in this film, a couple of Dracula lines. I have crossed oceans of time to find you. Did he do that? Anyway.
No, but I'm doing it.
And then there's another line where he says, do you believe in destiny, that even the powers of time can be altered for a single purpose? That the luckiest man who walks on this earth is the one who finds true love. But then,
I'm living it.
At the other end of that, I love the dinner table scene with Mina, Jonathan, and Van Helsing.
Was she in great pain?
Yeah, she was in great pain. Then we cut off her head and drove a stake to her heart and burned it, and then she found peace.
Doctor!
Was she in great pain? It's awful. That's an awful accent, isn't it?
What, Van Helsing's or
hers? No, Mina's.
Oh,
Mina's.
They're okay. They're all right.
Yeah. No, they're not terrible.
Leave Winona Ryder alone.
Well, she can't leave things. She can't leave anything else alone. Everything has to be glued to the fucking table.
That was a blip. A blip in her career.
Yeah. We'll see how she does in Beetlejuice, too. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch out, Michael. Your shit might be gone. How about this scene? How about this line? I who served the cross, I who commanded nations hundreds of years before you were born, I was betrayed. Look what your God has done to me.
Hmm.
That line is him telling all those other, all the men who come in, I am more powerful than you. You are nothing to me. But you know what? I was betrayed by when Van Helsing has that cross up. Mm-hmm. But look what your belief in that ornament basically has done to me. I'm strong. I'm still strong. And he just, you know, that's the scene. Great line, especially with that makeup on. But we'll get to that because it's my best moment. Your worst line.
Worst line is Jonathan when he turns around and says, "I know where the bastard sleeps. I brought him here to Carfax Abbey."
Carfax Abbey. Is there a real place, Carfax Abbey?
Oh, I've never heard of it. The only place I've heard of it before is you talking about it.
Yeah, it was like, that's why, Downton Carfax Abbey.
I don't know whether it is a place. I'm not sure, but I haven't got time to Google it at the moment. But
no, I mean, Transylvania is a real place, right? So at least we got that right.
Yeah.
Downton Carfax Abbey. All of them are vampires.
I brought him here to Carfax Abbey. Okay. Keanu.
Accent sucks, man. What would he do? How would he sound in Bill and Ted voice?
Dude, I brought him here to Carfax Abbey,
man.
I
know where the bastard sleeps.
I know where he veges.
To Carfax. Oh, it's not.
Okay, you can't even do it. Don't worry. You're getting stupider as you say it, right?
Excellent Carfax Abbey.
Dude. How about this? Will you cut my head off and drive a stake through my heart as you did poor Lucy, you murdering bastard? Every time I see that scene, because she's kissing him and getting motorboated, you know, and seeing a sex scene with Anthony Hopkins is kind of weird.
Yeah, that was a bit odd when he was, when he started snogging Mina. But
Murdering bastard. Every time she says that, I'm like, oh, just kill her. Just kill her. Go after Monica Bucelli.
Yeah.
Go after her.
Bucelli?
Whatever.
Bellucci.
Oh. Related to John, right?
No, I don't think so. That's Belushi.
John. Oh, whatever. Whatever. It's all Italians to be.
Yeah.
Best kill.
Lucy, for sure. Big time. You know, it's not, the sequence there is not as I said at the start, is not as scary, I don't think, as Dracula 79. I will show you a bit of that here. Fucking horrendous. Look at this. Yeah, that thing gave me the absolute sleepless nights when I was a kid. The willies, yeah. But I think the shot of when they bang the stake through Lucy's heart and then decapitate her all in one fell swoop is fun.
I can't think of that. Every time I see Lucy dead, okay, when she first gets bit, she's into bestiality. Which is okay. It's fine. If you want to be that way, I think she's fine. She's into it. Legs are all sexy, wrapped around this wolf. But then when she gets staked, I always think of Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Why?
Because the blood just keeps coming out.
No!
Oh, I see.
And then it's just like, she's dead. No, she's not. Just do it again, please, almost. And it hits it again and comes all over. And Mel Brooks is like, she's almost dead.
She's almost dead.
She's dead enough.
But I got to say why you picked Lucy.
Yeah.
I would have picked her too.
Yeah.
But for me, it's Dracula's death. The reason why I pick Dracula's death is because Quincy takes that big American Texas Bowie knife and just drives it right into his chest.
No!
After getting hurt, he was just like, fuck you, and he just went right in.
Yeah.
And that's and he dies from that.
Mm-hmm.
He dies after that.
He carries on fighting, even when he's been stabbed in the back, he carries on, doesn't he, for a while?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dracula kind of belts him out of the way, and that's enough to finish him off.
Yeah, just the injury. And then Dracula, you know, being decapitated by Mina and saying, you know, please, you know, God forgave him at that point.
Yeah.
You know, he's human, and she gave one last kiss, and she kissed him while he was like baddish, you know, just. All right. Worst kill.
Worst kill is... It was difficult to find a worst kill here.
Oh, there is a worst kill.
I think it was probably the guy thrown off the stagecoach who goes down the side of the mountain. It's just, you know, it kind of... I mean, I have trouble figuring out what's going on in that end kind of chase sequence anyway. There's so much kind of snow and quick editing and things like that. People have big cloaks on, and it's difficult to tell who is who. And so I wasn't sure who was thrown off.
it wasn't Carrie, was it?
No. Unfortunately, but... yeah,
as you wish.
it's that kind of dated as that effect there, hasn't it? Unfortunately, but it was tough to find a worse kill. But go on. What's yours?
The baby.
Oh, okay.
How terrible is that? The poor thing's not even circumcised.
Yeah.
Naked baby is shared between, ripped apart by, three voluptuous women.
Yeah. I never thought about that, but. Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
You know, it's come on, Darren. You're worried about some guy falling off a fucking stagecoach. It happens in every Western. But you're not remembering the children.
Yeah, just present it to them.
There you go.
Nasty.
It's okay. Okay, your best moment.
Best moment, I think, in this is the final scene. Is that moment where Mina, they let them go into the is it church or his castle or whatever?
Yeah, part of his the altar. Yeah, it is his old church.
And they have that final moment together when, like you said, he's still part bat or whatever at that point, and she drives that big dagger through his chest, into his chest, and then knocks it through into the ground. Right. And then decapitates him. Love never dies.
Yeah. And then she goes to marry Harker.
Yeah, that was, she's like that.
Yeah. Well, that's done. Back to jolly old England.
Yeah. What about you?
Dracula, him and Mina meeting in her bedroom. Mm. Him coming in as Fog. Yeah. Showing all of his powers, we see he turns into Fog, and that whole scene of him, you know, loving her, saying, "I can't damn you to be in a life like this. I love you too much." She says, "Take me away from all this death," you know, and she becomes a vampire or part vampire, and then they bust in, and he turns into that bat.
Mina,
the makeup is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and he's so powerful. He goes into the shadows, turns into rats.
All right.
He's able just to flee away, and everyone's like, "Oh, stop him. I want to know if one of those rats, which one is his dick? Because if you step on that rat, he's going to be, when he gets back into human form, the Dracula form, he's going to be like, "Oh." Seriously. I mean, if you caught some of them, is he going to be walking on his knees because you took the half of his shins?
I don't think they're all him. That's the thing, isn't it? He turns into, you know, there's many rats that appear, but he's one of them. I think that's the thing. I don't think his dick's one of them, his arm's one of them, his nose is one of
his
them.
Balls.
I think it's a decoy, isn't it? So
it's the one with the top hat and glasses running around.
Yeah, because they stand on one of them. They actually trap one of them, don't they?
Yeah. They interrogate him.
Yeah.
I just see the one rat with a top hat and the little cane running. Which one is it? That's that one. Gives the finger. You know, just... He already left.
Oh,
I love Dracula 1992. I'm glad Nick picked this. Mm. I hope we did it justice.
Yeah, it was good fun. Thanks, good, Nick. And Nick, who won the raffle a couple of weeks ago, won $50. He's told us to buy memberships with it. So we're going to do that in a live stream.
Oh, guys, floating on money.
Yeah.
Take your $50.
Thank you, Nick. Very generous.
Thanks, Nick.
Support.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, as always,
stick to the rules.
And the best of luck.
Dude.